I stayed in Gambia for a few years working as a maid, tried to save up the money to make another movement to another country. So at that time, I was staying in a one room with my children, so which is very difficult. I had to leave my children in Gambia for me to proceed to the U.S. so I could come here and work and make a better life and then bring them over here. And so that's what I did.
How long before your children were able to, I guess, meet up with you in the United States?
It's a long process because that's my daughter, and she just came not too long ago. And my son as well is here. And
so we're talking 18 plus years.
Yes, 18 plus years.
It seems that your business started out of a bad situation.
Yes.
It was sort of born out of a necessity.
Yes.
You started cooking at home.
Yes.
How did you go from cooking at home to opening up this place eventually? And when did it open?
I'd have an immigration problem with the INS over here. I was arrested, in which they took all my documents that they gave me. So it keeps me out of work. That's how I start cooking at home and start selling my food in the car. Sometimes I go to the airport, and there's a lot of, you know, different taxi drive from different country, especially West Africa. So that's how I start saving up the money.
Is it easier for, I guess, in hindsight, because that community is already established, though?
Yeah, we just don't depend to the government to do anything for us. If somebody's sick, the community will come together, or the women's. The men's, everybody will come together and put money together and help out the needs.
Have you faced any discrimination whatsoever, whether in your personal life or through your business?
Not really. I think, to me, the way I think people treat you, the way you treat them, what we think sometimes when people come from, like, Europe and people that come from Africa, we treat them differently. People that come from the white area and people that come from the black area, it's always difficult, and we work hard. All we do is working. The West African people, you will not find a lot that receive any kind of public assistance, because we're very proud to not to receive anything from the government, because this is what we think. We already have enough. It's time for us to stand up for ourselves and work hard and own whatever we own.
If you could give any advice to someone migrating from Sierra Leone to Louisville who wants to start a business, mm-hmm. what would you tell them?
The way to you have to be positive. You have to know how to talk to people, and you have to know how to deal with people. Because if you have respect for everybody and anything you do, God will always help you. This country is, as they say, is a land of opportunity. It's not just to come here and try to beat the system and use the system. You came here to make a future. That's why you are here. So the best thing to do it is work hard and be honest to yourself and to the people that you're dealing with.